It's good, everybody. I'm Joe. This is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. Today's episode is brought to us by our good old Inspire, Create, Manifest school community. I'd love for you to come over and hang out. Check out things. We are doing a weekly mindset manifestation mastermind group with group coaching. It's fun. It's exciting. We're also doing Kundalini yoga every week and other fun things along with a beautiful discussion board. Come check that out. Hit the links in the show notes. And today, April Fool's Day, I've got no fools for you, but we are talking about choices. We are talking about choices because we all have choices. We all have choices. And if we can remember, you ready for this? That hard work is a choice. Attitude is a choice. Discipline is a choice. Doing extra is a choice. Excellence is a choice. There are no shortcuts for success. You must work for it. Now, you must work for it gets confused with hard work, hard work, hard work. It has to be hard. It has to be challenging. It does not have to be challenging. It's a choice. It is a choice. And what I'm learning and discovering more, the deeper and deeper I go into exploring our subconscious and our conscious and just how we work and how we speak to ourselves without even realizing how we're speaking to ourselves is creating our reality. And we've all been told the story that it's always hard work. Not always. Doesn't have to be. I love what I do. And honest to God, it does not feel like hard work. But I am working hard. But it isn't this, oh my God, this is so hard. And when we move into that space of, oh my God, this is so hard. Oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this. This is so hard and this is so much work. Guess where your brain is now focusing? On finding the hard things. So everything is a choice. How are we choosing to speak? How are we choosing to acknowledge how we're living our life? And I've been noticing this. This has been really interesting. When we move into the space of, well, let's say we have a cold, and we start saying, oh man, I just can't get rid of this cold. I just can't get rid of this cough. I just can't get. And we fall into this space of then wondering, why is this cold not going away? Because every day, unconsciously, I am saying out loud into the 3D reality, I can't get rid of this. Because we feel it, and we feel it within our body. So now we have even a deeper connection to everything. So what happens? It stays. That cold doesn't go away. The cough doesn't go away. The runny nose doesn't go away. The ringing in the ears don't go away. Because we unconsciously throughout the day say, can't get rid of it, I can't get rid of it, I can't get rid of it. So now I'm going to say you have a choice. You have a choice where you can say, I'm getting rid of this. This is going away, or this is gone. Either way, if you do that, you're going to notice a change. And here's the kicker. Easy example, using a cough, a sneeze, cold, because we've all have experienced it and we've all have been in that space of saying, oh my God, I can't get rid of this thing. How many of us say, oh my God, I am doing X, Y, and Z. And then we repeatedly say it over and over again throughout the day. We don't. We don't, because that's not human nature. Human nature is to run around and pretty much complain all the time. And oh my goodness, I can't get rid of this. And oh my goodness, when is this going to happen? But these choices are all choices of the words that are coming out of our mouth. Hard work, it's a choice. Your attitude, it is a choice. How are you going to look at the world around you and react to the world around you? Discipline, it's a choice. You can make excuses, also a choice. And when we realize that every single thing that we are doing in our life is a choice that we are making because we are sovereign individuals and we start taking responsibility for it, our life starts changing in beautiful ways. Sure, it's tough in the beginning. Sure, we can say, oh, it's hard work. Yeah, it is, because you're looking at things that you've been saying unconsciously your entire life. So no shit, the first day, the fifth day, the first year of doing this work is hard, because you may have been talking like a silly person to yourself for the last 49 years of your life. So it's going to take a little bit, but you have that choice every day to wake up and say, I'm so happy and thankful that today is an amazing day filled with love, joy, and abundance. And I can see that love, joy, and abundance everywhere I go. Right? What if you started your day every day saying that? And that's a choice that we can all make. Or we wake up and say, oh my God, I can't believe I have to get in my car and drive to work, and I'm out of coffee, and there's traffic. Oh man, my boss is an asshole. Going to be a shitty ride to work. But these are all choices that we make. So let's today, and for the start of the week, April Fools, let's start making right choices. Let's start making choices that help us. Let's start speaking in a way that supports us. If you find yourself having a cold, stop saying, I can't get rid of this cold. Start saying, the cold is gone. Seriously. If you want to be in a relationship and you're not in a relationship, start being thankful that you are already a kind, happy, loving partner. Make the choice to focus on being what you want to have, be, and do, and you will have it. But we typically focus on, oh God, I'm alone. Oh God, I can't get rid of this cough. And we focus and focus and focus and focus on exactly what we don't want. And then we sit here and we scratch our head and we're like, shit. Why am I alone, and why can't I get rid of this fucking cough and this tickle in my throat? And I feel like I've been sluggish for the last year and a half, because you've been saying you've been sluggish for the last year and a half. It's all a choice. What are you choosing? What are you choosing? And when those thoughts come up, take a moment and literally ask yourself, why am I choosing this thought? Why am I choosing to say these words? And yes, it is a practice. And yes, if you really do try to do this, it probably is going to suck the first couple of days, weeks, months, years. But eventually, you're going to be speaking in a way of creation and actually creating the reality that you want to be in. If you want some help in this beautiful world of reality creation, schedule a discovery call. I'm looking for 3 people that really want to dive in, that really want to do the work, that really want to make change and start creating your best reality. If that's you, schedule your discovery call. We'll talk about all of the things. Come check out our school community, and I'll see y'all in a couple of days. Stay safe out there.